For the principle of responsiveness, I wanted to share an incident that took place in a very small and a remote hamlet called Kyuvu, which is in Spiti Valley in India. So during the summer of 2020, which was the prime lockdown period for us, this particular community faced a very unusual challenge with this snow leopard individual, which kept coming back to the village almost every night and predating on the livestock. And within a span of just a few days, the community had lost about 76 livestock to this one particular snow leopard. So when we came, it was pretty understood that the community was very angry and upset with the whole situation, as they had faced not only economic but also emotional stress of losing their livestock and their livelihood. So when we came to know of this incident and when we reached the village, we found out that the community had actually, along with the forest department, somehow managed to capture the snow leopard. And we being complete outsiders and unknown people to the community, they couldn't understand our role in this whole situation. So we sat down with the community members, key community members, and explained to them of our experiences and of our nature of work that we do in these landscapes. And we also shared our other past experiences that we had, similar experiences that we had had in other parts of the valley and other landscapes as well. And we told them about them, the mitigative and the preventive measures that we can take to ensure that their losses are taken care of and such, future incidents do not take place. So after about half a day of deliberation, we were able to convince the community to actually release the snow leopard back to the wild, and which they did. And we also came to an agreement that we will help them get those forest department compensations, as well as ensure that the corrals were predator-proof. The next few weeks were actually very challenging for our team because the material and the labor that we required to reinforce these corrals and make them predator-proof was very hard to come by due to the lockdown and the travel restrictions that were put in place. And for the same reason, our team also couldn't stay in the village, which made it very difficult for our team to travel almost 200 kilometers back and forth every single day and to ensure that the corral work did not stop even for a day. As soon as we got some material, we began working on it, but it was always in shortage and we had to make do with whatever resources that we had. But here, the forest department also helped us out with a lot of the permissions that we required for these, travels and ensuring that the material was on time and reached the village on time. And the village came together to put, to help us out with the labor part of it. And only because these two stakeholders, ensured that things were moving on smoothly, we were able to reinforce the corrals. It sure did take much longer than otherwise it would have, but we were able to do it during lockdown, which speaks volumes of the community's effort and the Forest Department's support.